Welcome aboard.
Listen up.
I'm sure you will enjoy it.
Listen up.
And now, back to your best friends, Nick and Nan, on TalkZone.com.
The show, and we have a guest coming up in the next half hour, Miss Nan.
We do.
Dr. Ellen Keller, and she graciously wanted to be our very first guest author on the Nick and Nan radio show.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have her coming up in the next half hour on Valentine's Day, of course.
Well, and it's perfect for today because she talks about relationships.
Yes. Yes. Based on the teachings of Ayn Rand.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that, Ayn Rand, it reminded me of one of my favorite bands, which happens to be Rush.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Geddy Lee, being a bass player myself, Geddy Lee is just the epitome of bassist. And the band itself is just amazing.
Yeah. They're awesome.
And 2112, one of the classic rock albums from Rush, was based on The Fountainhead.
Oh, I did not know that.
From Ayn Rand. And can't wait to talk with Dr. Kenner. We'll talk about Rush and relationships and all that stuff coming up.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun.
In the next half hour. We've been married for 9 years. And third time's a charm for both of us.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, thinking back to how we met,
mm-hmm.
we probably broke all the love and romance rules, I think.
Kind of, sort of. How we actually met, I was playing in a band here in Florida, and you were going through some things. I was going through some things,
mm-hmm.
and your sister, Vicky, literally had to drag you out of the house to go out and have a girls' night out.
She did. I mean, I had it so bad, I had just made up my mind. I was going to sit on the back porch and cross-stitch for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I decided for myself, and of course, finished raising my younger daughter. The older one was already raised.
Right. And that didn't.
I succumbed to peer pressure.
Go, come on, you're going out with me. Dang it.
Well, you know that phrase, looking for love in all the wrong places.
Looking for
love.
Like,
this is the last place I need to go, is a nightclub.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But she disagreed with that. You need to get out.
Yep.
Okay, so she talked me into it.
She drug you out of the house,
mm-hmm.
and you guys ended up going to a club that I was playing in.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happened the way it was supposed to happen.
You know, I agree.
Our eyes, I'm on stage playing, and our eyes met from across the room.
Mm-hmm. I was sitting at the bar.
And it was like nobody else was in the bar except you and I.
That's what it was like.
And the angels were singing, the harps were playing, the spotlight was on you,
oh,
the spotlight
I was,
on me.
The fireworks were going off.
I'm trying to be romantic here. It's Valentine's Day. And it was just, it was magic.
It was magic.
You know, then after it was time to take a break, I just beelined it over to where you were.
You did it.
And we started talking.
Mm-hmm.
And talking. And talking. And we just hit it off from there. And pretty much we have been inseparable ever since.
Since that night. And I might add, your mother was there. She was down in Florida visiting at the time.
Mm-hmm.
She was sitting at a back table.
Yeah.
I'll never forget how cute she looked. She had a little sparkly hat on.
Yeah.
And got to meet her. That very first night?
You got to meet her. You got to meet my best friend, Dale, who ended up eventually being my best man in our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You met all the guys. All the guys in the band. And like I said, we were inseparable. So it took us a lot to get to that point. I mean, because we tried this, both of us, twice before.
A couple times before.
You know, and sometimes relationships just don't work the way they should. And it could be because you don't find the person to be in your life.
Well, you know what I figured out through the years, now that we're older and we finally found love and happiness. You know, if things don't click with a person, mm-hmm. the important things in life,
yeah,
considering children,
true,
money,
mm-hmm.
Romance, sex, if all those important things don't click,
yeah.
in my opinion, it ain't gonna work.
Ain't gonna happen.
You can like beat your head against a brick wall and try and try and try.
Been there, done that.
I have also. And we just knew it. It just all clicked with us. I mean, and don't get me wrong. I mean, we've had our ups and downs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, things aren't perfect.
The first year.
Yeah, a lot of baggage to sort through
and,
and throw away.
I still got a lot of baggage in my closet here. But, yeah, the first year was tough because we did have a lot of baggage.
We did. A lot to sort through.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, building up the trust.
Oh, yeah.
That's always important in a relationship. You pretty well have to have that.
You have to.
Or otherwise, it's not going to work.
It's not going to work. And, I mean, in past relationships, trust was a really big issue.
And that was the same for me.
You know, mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, so where are you going? What you doing? Who you doing it with? When you coming home? You know, why are you doing a radio remote? You know, things of that nature. Was there a band called the Beatles? You know, that is just really stupid stuff.
Right.
You know, that you have to somehow work through. So, we're going to talk, like I said, next half an hour with Dr. Ellen Kinner,
mm-hmm.
Who wrote a book, and it's going to be a lot of fun. All righty. You see, one of the things that attracted me to you was the fact that you love music.
Love music. I've always loved music. I was brought up with music.
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's see. My mind just drew a blank.
Well, my mom used to put a stack of LPs on the stereo every Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Remember those?
And we'd dance around the house and... I remember those well because that's what turned me on to the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Yes.
Thanks to my mom.
Well, we love music so much. We had the chance, and every single year, for the past 9 years, we did not at all miss a Grammy celebration.
No, we haven't.
At all. And this past Sunday was no different, of course. And we probably should have started this show with our condolences and our deepest sympathies to the family of Whitney Houston.
I'm still blown away by that.
Of course.
Yeah, very sad.
No, but I think the Grammys did a great job. I know it was pretty much very last minute on what they were going to do as far as
being extremely. Mm-hmm.
But they pulled it off. And one of the greatest voices there who garnered 6 Grammys was Adele. And she did such a fantastic, fantastic job. She did a much better job other than what we just audio we just heard.
Yeah, but Adele's awesome, and I've always had the opinion that if a song gives you goosebumps, mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, and I know it does that for everyone.
Clip courtesy of the Grammy people,
mm-hmm.
Neris and CBS. Thank you very much for that. So they did a great job with the Whitney Houston tribute.
Oh yeah,
and
so proud of Jennifer.
Oh, that had to probably be the toughest thing that she ever had to do in her entire
career.
Oh
yeah, can you imagine being told at the last minute, "Oh, you're gonna do the tribute song"?
Oh, excuse me. Okay, but she pulled it off.
She did brilliantly,
very well. Let's see, got an idea. 23 minutes after the hour, and we're up against a break in a few minutes. How about if we do just a couple? Hang on for a second. How about if we go ahead and do just a couple of celebrity stories
that
before we take
great.
Our next break, and then when we get back, we'll talk with Dr. Ellen Kinner.
Okay.
So it is that time for Celebrity 411.
Celebrity. Celebrity. Gossip. Gossip.
Keeping the finger on the entertainment trigger. It's Celebrity 411.
What a picture this will make. Get me a phone. Call Hollywood.
Stories, sound bites, articles of interest. The straight dope. The skinny. About your favorite stars.
You got me straight tripping, boo.
On the Nick and Nan Radio Show on TalkZone.com.
Oprah draws fire for asking Nielsen viewers to watch OWN instead of Grammys.
Oh.
Yeah, Oprah took to Twitter on Sunday night to ask Nielsen viewers to watch her cable network OWN, drawing criticism from some followers and investigative scrutiny from the ratings measurement company. Everyone who can please turn to OWN, especially if you have a Nielsen box, she tweeted Sunday evening at the start Oprah's next chapter in the mega-rated Grammy telecast. She later added, commercial Grammy people, you can turn to OWN.
Oh.
Oh. That tweet caused a backlash on the social networking site, with readers accusing her of begging for viewers and being desperate. Well, Oprah followed up with a flurry of defensive replies that were apparently in response to reader criticism. Mm-hmm. The word please is used as courtesy, not a beg. Desperate, not ever a part of my vocab. And unethical, a little harsh, don't you think? Seemed that it made sense to me. Sorry if you're offended. Well, guess what?
What?
The original tweet has since been deleted.
Of course.
And as Deadline noted, networks are not allowed to specifically target Nielsen subscribers. Its policy prohibits attempts to single out panel members to change their viewing habits. And in according with our policies and procedures, Nielsen is reviewing this incident with our clients, and we may withhold, break out, and or make a note in the ratings, a Nielsen rep told EW.com.
Oh, brother.
We take any violation of our policy seriously and will work with clients to resolve the situation. Of course, given that 39.9 million people watched the Grammys on Sunday night, mm-hmm. with CBS crushing rivals, a more effective punishment might be releasing OWN's ratings instead of holding them back.
Oh,
I'm kind of surprised at Oprah that she would do something like that.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
No.
No, you're
she's
not.
Oprah. Well, the Parents Television Council has built up a fresh form of outrage, speaking of which, this time over MTV's scripted series, I Just Want My Pants Back. Have you ever seen this? I Just Want My Pants Back.
No, I haven't.
Well, Pants Back is a relationship comedy with a cast in their 20s, and the Parents Television Council says it's going after the show's sponsors because MTV is targeting 12-year-old children with the show's risque content. Once again, MTV is taking HBO-style content and marketing it to a Nickelodeon-age audience. The network programming executive is on the record saying 12-year-olds are in his crosshairs, and the TV-14 content rating is intentionally misleading for parents and for advertisers. The Parents Television Council will not sit silently and will allow this affront to go unchallenged. So, we have to see what the hoopla is all about.
Yes, we do.
All right, going to take a break and stick around. We're going to be back with more with our guest, Dr. Ellen Kenner, next on TalkZone.com, the Nick and Nick Radio Show.